I mean, clearly, after the pandemic, there's been a tremendous downturn in most everything. But, one of the things I thought is at least this area is so hot and in migration and everything else that maybe we could resist it. But there was a Cushman & Wakefield study that came out the other day and said the first 9 months of this year, office leasing in North Texas was down over 4 million square feet, the biggest decline since the real estate crash of the 1980s. And, of course, nationally, the study also said that it was down over 41 million, which is the biggest decline ever since they've kept up with those numbers. Joe Juvenal is the Southern Region President for McCarthy Building Companies. They build all sorts of things. Clyde Warren Park, for example, comes to mind. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here this morning.
So I guess we're not bulletproof. This really is a remarkable downturn. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing it. Obviously, we're seeing it in the construction market with just available projects and pursuits of opportunities of upcoming projects. Definitely much, much less opportunity than we saw at the beginning of the year and projected during the course of the year. But really for us, it shows up really in terms of our client base and the customers that we work with, how many of them are working from home, how many of them, aren't even projected to talk about getting back to the office until next year sometime. So, the need for office space is diminished a little bit for the time being, and people are just waiting to see what happens next.
So I guess you're really stuck if you had some building that was topped out and, you got to go through and finish it. Is everybody paying for their projects?
So I can't speak for everybody, but McCarthy has been fortunate to have great clients, great customers who, have been able to certainly pay the bills as we've been under construction on various projects. So we haven't seen any letdown in that area, thankfully.
There's a big business in civic projects. And I know you've built, Collin College and Plano mm-hmm. ISD, Fine Arts Center and Parkland, the outpatient, mm-hmm. all sorts of things. But even that seems to have been hit. I mean, the municipalities are finding their tax bases are eroding. Any of those plans being shelved that were coming out from municipalities?
No, they're for the most part, they're full steam ahead with everything that has been is underway. So progress, we didn't see any progress let down during, during this past year. We were fortunate enough to have construction be deemed as an essential, an essential business. Right. So we were able to keep things going, to keep people employed, most importantly, and to keep progress going. So we are seeing in, upcoming 2021, we're seeing some projects that were supposed to, hit the streets as opportunities push out a little bit. But generally speaking, we've maintained progress in 2020.
Yeah, I would think hospitality and leisure must be particularly hard hit entertainment. I can't see a new hotel coming out of the ground anytime soon, I would guess.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, though. But we wrapped up a new hotel project, the Margaritaville project in Lake Conroe, and it has opened and has been wildly successful this year, opened up this summer. So we were surprised to see it, but, I think it's probably indicative of people wanting to figure out a way to take a little break from things and get away.
You oversee a large swath of the Sun Belt, I think, from Texas over to Atlanta and Georgia. Atlanta has been a hot spot of a lot of in-migration. Mm-hmm. Nashville, too, I mm-hmm. guess. Is that continuing?
Yep. Yeah, we're not seeing any letdown as far as migration. In fact, it's probably more than we expected with people coming from from the Northeast and the West, not just to Texas, which I think everybody here is very familiar with, but we see it happening in the Southeast as well.
There's also a lot of talk about an infrastructure program that the incoming administration advocates one, and actually the now, I guess, outgoing administration had advocated one, too, that never got going. What are you all hearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's been part of the conversation for months, it seems like. There was a Colin Allred did a kind of a town hall with the Dallas Regional Chamber a couple months ago, talking about a infrastructure plan. So it's kind of each side has their plan. Something's going to happen. There's no question about that. And we're happy because we have a very diverse work program where, you know, we don't just build buildings, but you know, we have a very significant renewable energy program. We have water, wastewater program that we have and civil and marine work that we do as well. All of those areas are focuses of whatever infrastructure program comes out. So we're real bullish on what those markets look like.
Yeah, I mean, you would think the way the election went that that would be an area where we would see some growth. Is that what you're banking on?
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
So I've seen a lot of artist conceptions coming out recently about, you know, major construction, a lot of it in downtown Dallas and in an uptown, and then more further out toward the Star. But also, I've been covering this for a long time down here, and my sense is there are a whole lot of warehouses someplace that are full of artist conceptions of what buildings are going to look like, and they never got built. Are we going to see any of these, do you think?
I think we will eventually. I think that the need will ultimately be there. I think, you know, I mean, still right now we're fighting through the pandemic. We're fighting through a spike. We're dealing with all of this. There's a lot of uncertainty. And as, you know, hopefully, you know, vaccines come out, things get a little bit closer to normal, or back to normal, that we'll see those things all happen eventually. I mean, for the most part, they may not look exactly the same, but, you know, I expect that they'll happen.
Well, but your point's still well taken. There are a lot of projects underway. So what are you guys involved in right now? What's the most exciting thing you've got going? What are you most excited about?
I think the most exciting thing that we've been working on, and we just wrapped it up, is our project out for Collin College, their new technology center. And part of the reason that I'm excited about it is, you know, for us, we self-perform a lot of the work that we do. And, you know, so trade person experience, craft experience is the lifeblood, not just of us, but really all construction. And so we were really excited to be part of that project, because the intent of that facility is to develop and train people to work in the trades. And we have our own program where we develop craft, train them, and help to develop them. But being able to partner with Collin College to get their program off the ground was really exciting for us, and honestly, exciting for the whole market here in North Texas.
You know, and that may well be another area where we can see some retraining too, because we're seeing a lot of jobs, you know, that are shifting or going to be eliminated or consolidated, and that would be a big area of growth. When does that come on stream?
It's operational now. They're conducting classes out there as we speak. Obviously, it's a little bit different with, having COVID processes and procedures in place. They're live out in Collin.
I am going to check that out, I think. Joe Juvenal is president for the Southern Region, all of McCarthy Building Companies based here in Dallas. It's good to have you with us. We hope you stay busy.
David, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Juvenal, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.